Good morning, everybody. This meeting is called to order. Before proceeding with any business, I believe Mr. Cook has a statement to make. Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of the meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next is approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. I understand with an amendment as noted on the transcript. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
I'm new at this. Motion by Brown, second by Dan Friedman. Am I yelling that out loud enough? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Hearing none, motion carries. Next is the acceptance of donations, which have also been distributed. Is there a motion for approval? Okay. Montgomery and motion by Montgomery, second by Bivens. Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next are service awards, Mr. Cook, and we will make the presentations. This is the fun part.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, as you know, and I think most of the folks in the audience know, we always take a few minutes at the start of each of our commission meetings to recognize and honor employees who are retiring, employees who have served well and long in Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and we appreciate your participation in this, and we appreciate everyone being here. The first retirement certificate that we have is for Rebecca Lucio, Account 3 in Administrative Resources. Becky began her career at TPWD on October the 1st, 1975, as an Accounting Clerk 3 in the Park Report Section. Becky was promoted to supervisor within the section in 1985, where her primary responsibility was to audit the revenue reported by parks and ensure its accuracy. In 1995, the reservation system was developed, and Becky's input was valuable in assisting with the change for parks to report revenue from manual to automated. In 1999, the automated state park section was transferred from the state parks division to the finance division. At that time, Becky became the assistant supervisor in that group. She continued to oversee the manual reporting of parks as well as the conversion of all parks TPWD-owned checking accounts to Treasury-owned accounts as mandated by the Comptroller's Office. On August 1st, 2005, Becky was transferred to the Financial Management Department as a general ledger accountant. She was responsible for processing legal settlements, processing donations, and other duties. With 31 years of service, Becky Lucio. I told Becky this morning, you know, she's got 31, I don't know how she got 31 years of service and she's so young.
No gray hair there.
Congratulations. Next is a gentleman who's an old friend of mine and a gentleman that I've known a long, long time. From the Coastal Fisheries Division, Dr. Jerry Cook, Program Specialist 5, here in Austin, Texas, with 28 years of service. Jerry Cook began his career with Parks and Wildlife during his junior year at Texas A&M University, working as a lab technician and animal handler for the Texas Cooperative Disease Unit. In 1973, he was hired as a Fish and Wildlife Technician 1 in the Law Enforcement Division as a water safety boat operator on Lake Somerville, Livingston, and Conroe. In 1974, he transferred to the Wildlife Division as Fish and Wildlife Technician 2, doing research and field diagnostics with the Texas Cooperative Wildlife Disease Unit. In 1982, Jerry was named Area Manager of the Black Gap Wildlife Management Area. While at the Black Gap, he completed his Master of Science degree in Wildlife and Range Resources at Solos University. In 1988, Jerry left the department to complete his Ph.D. in Systems and Landscape Ecology at Texas A&M University. In 1994, he returned to Parks and Wildlife as the Program Director of Upland Wildlife Ecology. He was later named Game Branch Chief, representing the department in many legislative hearings and committees of the International Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. In 2003, Jerry moved to the Coastal Fisheries Division as a management analyst. While there, he worked with the Commercial Fisheries License Buyback Program and acted as the division's regulations and legislative coordinator. During his career, Jerry Cook received the Clarence Cottom Award, the Tom Slick Senior Graduate Research Fellowship, was named the Outstanding Doctoral Student by the Department of Wildlife and Fishery Sciences at Texas A&M, and received the Texas Chapter of the Wildlife Society's Annual Publication Award for Technical Publications. He has published 23 scientific manuscripts, including two book chapters, and made over 30 professional presentations at state, national, and international conferences. With 28 years of service, Dr. Jerry L. Cook.
You know, when people would say, that Cook always did something, I'd go like, it's his fault. Yeah, and I noticed I got some of them too, sir.
Also retiring from our law enforcement division, Rosemary Stringo, assistant, administrative assistant from Victoria, Texas, with 23 years of service. Rosemary Stringo began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on September the 1st, 1983 as the office clerk for Matagorda Island State Park and Wildlife Management Area in Port O'Connor. She transferred to the Law Enforcement Division in Victoria in January of 2006, where she has worked until her retirement on May the 31st, 2007. Mary takes great pride in the respect that this agency has because it does so much for the people of Texas. With 23 years of service, Mary Stringo. Now we have a series of service awards that I start out with a gentleman who, again, I won't even tell you how long we've known each other, but we started making our acquaintance in Kerrville back in the days when I was there as a whitetail deer program leader, and then worked for Bobby Shelton there on the South Fork Ranch for 11 years, and David was a great help to us. David Sinclair, Major Game Warden in Austin, Texas, with 35 years of service in our Law Enforcement Division. David Sinclair, a graduate of Tarleton State University, began his career in the Law Enforcement Division of Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on August the 9th, 1972, as a field game warden in Crockett, Houston County, after graduating from our academy. He spent 3.5 years in Houston County, then transferred to Kerrville in Kerr County, where he worked for 16 years. In 1989, David was selected as a Texas Outstanding Conservation Law Enforcement Officer, an award presented by the Southeastern Association of Game and Fish Agencies. In January of 1993, he was promoted to captain on the staff at the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department headquarters here in Austin. And in March of 1994, he was promoted to assistant commander. On January the 1st, 1997, David became the Chief of Wildlife Law Enforcement. David is a statewide administrator for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Law Enforcement Division's wildlife programs, where he provides guidance, leadership, and supervision to employees assigned to the Law Enforcement Division relating to the enforcement of game, animal, game bird, non-game animal, fur-bearing animal, bobcat, alligator, threatened and endangered species, and exotic wildlife. David is the legislative and regulatory coordinator for TPWD law enforcement. In addition to representing the department as a resource witness at the Texas Legislature, David responds to questions from the general public, news media, department divisions, and other government agencies that are related to wildlife law enforcement. He has served as a member of the TPWD Natural Leaders and as an ex officio member of the Whitetail Deer Advisory Committee and the Deer Breeder User Group. With 35 years of service, my friend David Sinclair. And I know that David's wife, Connie, is here, and I want her to come up here and get a picture of this guy. Great. All right, Connie, come on.
Thank you for being here. Thank you, Doug.
From the State Parks Division, with 30 years of service, Olga Granada, Food Service Worker 2 at Fort Davis. Olga Granada began her career with TPWD at Indian Lodge in August of 1977. She was first employed as a dishwasher and is now a Food Service Worker 2. Olga's dedication and hard work makes Indian Lodge one of the favorite and most enjoyable sites in our entire state park system. With 30 years of service, Olga Granada. Executive Office, Michelle L. Klaus, Executive Assistant to Austin, Texas, 30 years of service. Michelle began her employment with TPWD in June of 1977 as Secretary 3 in the Inland Fisheries Division. In 1980, she transferred to the Personnel Office as a Personnel Clerk and worked for the Director of Personnel for 10 years. In 1990, she landed her dream job in the executive office. I'm not sure Michelle would agree with that, but she currently serves as executive assistant to the executive director, liaison to the commission, and liaison between the department and the TPWD Foundation. During her tenure with the executive office, she has had the pleasure of working directly with 35 commissioners and 3 executive directors, soon to be 4. With 30 years of service, Michelle Klaus.
Again, I don't know how people serve 30 years and look like this.
No gray hair is. Well, this next guy, we may have to help to get up here, but we'll get him up here. From State Parks, Ronnie J. Gallagher, Program Specialist 5, Lubbock, Texas, with 25 years of service. Ronnie Gallagher began his career with TPWD on June 1, 1982, at Paladar Canyon State Park as the Assistant Park Superintendent. On June 1, 1987, he was promoted to Park Superintendent position at Matagorda Island State Park, where he contributed to the efforts to increase the park's visitation and interpretive programs and the implementation of the Matagorda Island Ferry Service to the remote Barrier Island off Port O'Connor. In 1998, he was promoted to the Region 6 Operations Maintenance Specialist position in Lubbock, where he currently serves as the Maintenance, Repair, safety and capital repair programs for the, where he currently manages the maintenance, repair, safety, and capital repair programs for that region of our state park system. With 25 years of service, Ronnie Gallagher.
Don't worry,
Len.
Again, the next gentleman has served us well. From the Inland Fisheries Division, Roland John McRae, Natural Resource Specialist 6, Austin, Texas, with 25 years of service. Roland began his career in 1982 as a biologist in the Environmental Assessment Program of the Resource Protection Branch, working primarily on the agency's issues with the Army Corps of Engineers. His work on the agency and Corps dredge disposal policies led to the agency's beneficial use of dredge material to restore marshes. He helped develop the state's wetland mitigation banking guidelines, which have brought over 15,000 acres of mitigation land under the department's management, and those guidelines are now national guidelines. Roland assisted in writing and implementing the Texas Wetlands Conservation Plan and the Texas Coastal Zone Management Program. He serves as the department's representative in the review of Federal Emergency Management Administration Hazard Mitigation Grants, FEMA grants. He currently serves as team leader of the Inland Fishery Division's Wetland and Permitting Section. With 25 years of service, Roland McRae. Coastal Fisheries Division, with 25 years of service, Rockport, Texas, Staff Officer Nancy J. Ziegler. Nancy began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in the Coastal Fisheries Division as a secretary at Rockport, Texas in 1981. During her tenure, Nancy has received awards and nominations for her performance. She is responsible for assisting the regional director and regional staff with a diverse range of administrative challenges. Well, that's kind of helped cover for those people. Ranging from routine monthly timesheets to the more complex purchasing regulations. She is well known for her friendly and helpful attitude. Nancy's experience and knowledge of policies and procedures was extremely valuable as new field administrative assistants were added to the field offices along the coast, where she continues to provide valuable support to other administrative assistants as well as all staff. With 25 years of service, Nancy Ziegler. Coastal Fisheries Division, with 20 years of service, D. A. Halliburton, Executive Assistant 1, Austin, Texas. D. Halliburton began her career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department on August 1, 1987, at the warehouse, issuing vehicles and assigning motor-proof vehicles to all divisions within the agency. On August 1, 1992, D. transferred to the Executive Office, where she worked for the Executive Director, Commissioners, and Intergovernmental Affairs Office. During her tenure as an executive assistant, she organized and implemented the electronic system of the Texas Legislative Service. In 2002, she transferred to the Resource Protection Division as Dr. Larry McKinney's executive assistant. In 2003, Dee led the State Employee Charitable Campaign for TPWD, where she won the award for the largest total donations to the campaign from any state agency. When the Resource Protection Staff was reassigned to Coastal Fisheries and Inland Fisheries Division, Dee became the Executive Assistant for the Directors of both Coastal and Inland Fisheries Divisions. She serves in that role today and is a valued team member of the management teams of both divisions and of the entire agency. With 20 years of service, Dee Halliburton. From the Administrative Resources Division, Kathy A. Hamby, Program Specialist for Austin, Texas, with 20 years of service. Kathy began her career with TPWD in June of 1987 in voter registration. In 1990, Kathy was promoted to an administrative position working for the Revenue Branch Manager in Finance. In January of 1999, Kathy was promoted to an accountant position where she provided budget and administrative support for the Revenue Branch and the Finance Director. In April of 2003, Kathy moved into the position of the License Issuance Team Leader. With 20 years of service, Kathy Hemby. Fisheries Division, a gentleman that you all know and see regularly, Ken Krasowski, Manager 5, Austin, Texas, with 20 years of service. Ken began his career with TPWD in 1985 as a district fisheries biologist stationed at the Sheldon Wildlife Management Area. His Southeast Texas district included Lakes Livingston, Conroe, Houston, Somerville, and the newly opened Gibbons Creek. After 2 years in Houston, the office was moved to Bryan, Texas. After several years, Ken left TPWD and moved to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. We knew that wouldn't last. Ken returned to Austin in 1992 and began working in the Inland Fisheries Division as a staff support specialist. Ken's responsibilities in Austin have steadily increased to include training, coordination, and administering the division's public information, permitting, regulatory, human dimensions, and data management functions. A primary responsibility is coordinating the division's changes to the statewide fishing and hunting proclamation each year. Another significant responsibility has been coordinating freshwater fishing activities for 14 years at the Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo. Ken is an American Fisheries Society certified fisheries professional. He received the Texas Chapter of the American Fisheries Society Outstanding Fisheries Worker of the Year Award in 2001 and the Department's Natural Quality Service Employee Recognition Award in 2001. With 20 years of service from the Inland Fisheries Division, Ken Krasowski. Also from the Inland Fisheries Division of 20 years of service, David R. Sager, Manager 5, Austin, Texas. David Sager began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in June of 1987 in the Resource Protection Division. He managed programs dealing with water quality, contamination concerns, and response to fish and wildlife kills. Dave now manages the Ecosystem Habitat Assessment Branch in the Inland Fisheries Division. Research conducted by one of his programs resulted in the state's water quality standards being altered to presume an aquatic life protection level of high instead of limited, improving the protection of aquatic ecosystems. Since the governor designated the department a state natural resource trustee in 1990, that team has settled oil and hazardous substance release cases, restoring thousands of acres of habitat valued in the millions of dollars. Dave continues to manage important programs, such as the department's in-stream flow program, addressing environmental flow questions, and the Golden Algae Task Force. With 20 years of service, Dave Seger. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for doing those service awards. And obviously, we have one more individual we'd like to honor, actually two, but we want to start with Robert L. Cook, who has stood before us for the last so many years. At least I've been here 4 years and presented those service awards. But let me kind of read through his resume. This employee came to Texas Parks and Wildlife in 1965, fresh out of Texas A&M, with a wildlife management degree. First stationed in Junction as a wildlife biologist, he was promoted to area manager at the Kerr Wildlife Management Area in 1972. He became program leader for the statewide white-tailed deer program in 1975, where he established standardized deer data collection and analysis procedures for the Wildlife Division. From 1979 to 1990, this employee served as wildlife biologist and director of ranch operations for six large ranches in Texas and Montana. So you left for a little bit, right, Bob? He returned to TPWD in 1990 and served as chief of wildlife for 3 years in the Combined Fisheries and Wildlife Division. Then in 1994, he was promoted to director of the Wildlife Division. In 1997, he became Senior Division Director for Texas Parks and Wildlife Division, or Department, Land Policy, and also served as Acting Division Director for the State Parks Division for 2 years. He became Chief Operating Officer for TPWD until he was named Executive Director in February 2002. Throughout his career, this employee has dedicated himself to conservation. Please join me now in recognizing Mr. Bob Cook and his 31 years of service.
This is a hard-earned 31 years.
I told that, do have some gray hair.
I told that bunch on the back row not to be cheering too much. Thank you very much. I will say it has been my pleasure, absolutely, and my honor. And I appreciate every single one of you from every walk of life that you come from and all that you have done for conservation in Texas. And I support you 100% and always will. Thank you.
Now, we have one other person we want to honor, and it's a great honor for me to be able to stand up here and do this. I'm talking about my predecessor, Joe Fitzsimmons. I'd like to recognize a special outgoing member of our commission. Joseph Fitzsimmons was appointed to the Parks and Wildlife Commission by Governor Rick Perry on May 8, 2001. The governor appointed him chairman of the commission November 10, 2003. Although Joseph has a busy law practice in San Antonio and is a managing partner for the San Pedro Ranch in Dimmitt County, he has given his volunteer job as chairman of the commission his all and has worked tirelessly on behalf of Texas Parks and Wildlife. Some of you may not know that Joseph has been involved in Texas Parks and Wildlife since the very beginning of his professional career. His first exposure was as a college intern when he worked in the Black Gap Wildlife Management Area with the Wildlife Division. He learned a whole lot about the department back then, and since the statute of limitations is just about up, one of these days he might even tell us about some of those days. He has some pretty good stories about it back then. Since then, Joseph has had a long relationship with the department. He served as chairman of the Private Lands Advisory Board and has been instrumental in our efforts to strengthen relationships with landowners across the state. He was tapped by then-Governor George Bush to serve on the Governor's Task Force on Conservation, and by Governor Rick Perry to serve on the Environmental Flows Committee, which made key recommendations to the Texas legislature that resulted in the new state laws to take additional steps to protect water for wildlife. He has always practiced what he preached, and his ranch has been honored with many prestigious land management awards over the years. Most recently, the Rangeland Stewardship Award from the Society for Range Management and the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Environmental Stewardship Award. He sets a great example for land stewards across the state. He's also been a tireless champion for state parks. In response to the critical condition of Texas state parks, Joe Fitzsimmons formed the State Park Advisory Committee, which was instrumental in acquiring additional funding for state parks in the last legislative session. Thanks to his efforts, the State Parks Division now has the resources to begin providing the type of park system that the people of Texas deserve. His dedication to conservation in Texas and his genuine interest in the diverse programs of Texas parks and wildlife has benefited the department and the people of Texas for years. Please join me in thanking Mr. Joe Fitzsimmons for his 6 years of service to the Commission and to the people of the state of Texas.
Thank you guys for
You didn't really think either one of us would make it, did you?
There was a dime.
Mr. Chairman, in fact, I'd like to, at this point in time, cover the rules of conduct for our visitors today. Give everybody a chance to uncoil who wants to here. But so that everyone will have a chance to address the commission in an orderly fashion today, the following ground rules will be followed. An individual wishing to speak before the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission must first fill out and sign a speaker registration form for each item on the agenda on which you wish to speak. The chairman is in charge of this meeting, and by law, it is his duty to preserve order and direct the order of the hearing and recognize persons to be heard. We have sign-up cards for everyone wishing to speak, and the chairman will call names from those cards one at a time. Each person will be allowed to speak from the podium up front here, one at a time. When your name is called, please come forward to the podium, state your name and who you represent, if anyone other than yourself. Then state your position on the agenda item under consideration and add supporting facts that will help the commission understand your concerns. Please limit your remarks to the specific item under consideration. Each person who wants to address the commission will be allowed to address the commission for 3 minutes. I have a little timer device here. There are green, yellow, and red lights here, and lights there on the podium that will give you an idea of when your 3 minutes is up. When your time is up, please resume your seat so that others may speak. Your time may be extended if a commissioner has a question for you. If the commissioners ask a question or discuss something among themselves, that time will not be counted against you. Statements which are merely argumentative or critical of others will not be tolerated. There is a microphone at the podium, so it is not necessary to raise your voice. I request that you show proper respect for the commissioners as well as other members of the audience. You will not be recognized out of turn by raising your hand or interrupting others. Disruptive or offensive behavior will be grounds for immediate ejection from the meeting. Also, I would request that you please silence or turn off your cell phone or pager so that you will not disturb the meeting and those speaking. If you have written material that you want given to the commission, please deliver it to Michelle Klaus or Ms. Hemby, or Carol Hemby here, who is seated to my right. Ms. Hemby will give that information to the commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.